My name is Gracie West. I am 14 years old. Today is the 10th of December, 2017, and I'm speaking with John West, who is my father. We are recording this interview at our house in San Diego, California. Our first question is, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up mostly, primarily in Michigan. I was born in Alabama, but moved to Michigan at an early age, about 5. So I spent my elementary, middle school, high school, and even went to college in Michigan. So I'm kind of a Midwesterner that grew up in Michigan. Great childhood, always keeping busy with sports. And being in Michigan, we did a lot of things outdoors, especially in the wintertime. We had a lot of snow, so we did a lot of snowball fights and playing in the snow and sledding and building snowmen and building snow forts. And then after you build a snow fort, you have a snowball fight. So had a great childhood. Everything went well. Had great parents that guided us and gave us good direction in the right direction. I have 3 brothers, 2 of which are twins, and they were 6 years younger than me, and my youngest brother, who is 10 years younger than me. And we spent a lot of time together, but being a little older and being the oldest of the family, I spent most of my time with my friends. Sports, we lived on our bicycles during the summertime, swam every day at the high school pool, and just had a great time.
I see. What was your favorite part of your childhood?
I guess probably sports, because I was always active in sports from the time I can remember. And between sports and riding my bicycles are the 2 fondest memories that I know. We lived near woods, kind of in a rural area, so we could play in the woods, climb the trees, camp out. Could actually even camp out overnight in those days, no problem. And climb trees and hang out on the trees and hang out to in the woods all the time. And we always had playgrounds near us where we could play basketball and baseball and touch football. And but I think the thing that I remember most and most vividly was the sports and riding my bike.
So what was your relationship like with your family members while you were growing up?
A great relationship with all my family members. My parents were always there. My dad didn't travel, so he was always home, and he was always there to be with us and do things with us. My brothers and I would do things together, play cowboys and Indians and army and war and snowballs and sledding and things like that. I spent more time with my twin brothers than I did my youngest brother, because he was 10 years younger than me, so not much we could do together. But as it turned out later on, him and I were closer than I was to my twin brothers, because we ended up doing a lot of things as we were much older together. We lived in the same town for a long time together, so him and I grew real close together. Good childhood. My mother always made sure we went to church over Sunday, unfortunately, in those days, because sometimes it was a drag to get up and go to church every weekend. But she made sure we went to church and had good religious training, and it turned out well for us.
So, growing up, did you have any pets? And if so, what were they? And did you have a favorite?
Yeah, we had, usually had dogs. You know, we probably had, I'm going to say probably, as I was growing up, 4 different dogs. And my favorite was a dog named Tupi, a made-up name, but he was a great little dog. And he was around for about, 6 or 7 years. And he was just a great dog to be with. We actually had parakeets, too. And at one time, we had 3 different parakeets. And they were kind of fun. We could teach them to talk. They'd say a few words, and we learned the responsibility of cleaning up after the parakeets and taking care of the dogs and feeding the dogs and making sure they were, and my parents were always very strict and adamant about us doing the chores with the pets. We even had baby chickens one time and had rabbits for a while, so we had a lot of good pets.
So you said you had a dog named Toopy. How did Toopy get his name?
My youngest brother, when Toopy came into the family, he was only about 2 or 3 years old and just learning to talk. And we would ask him what he wanted for Christmas, and he'd name off a bunch of things, and he said he'd want a Toopy. And we had no idea what a Toopy was, so we decided to name the dog Toopy, and then he got his Toopy.
So what was school like for you? Were you well-behaved, and what were your best and worst subjects?
Pretty much well-behaved. Never got in too much trouble. I do remember one time on one report card, the teacher's comment was I talk too much, which is kind of unusual because I really don't talk too much. But for some reason, I guess that year I did. So I, of course, got in trouble with my mom and dad on that issue. And But I always got good reports on student-teacher or parent-teacher conferences. They did those just like they do now. Every 2 or 3 times a year, they would go in for conferences, and the teacher would tell my parents what was good, what was bad, and what I needed to work on. Weakest subject was always math, I guess. Favorite subject was science. I always liked science and geography, and always did well in those. I did not as good in math, but okay. But my my favorite subjects were was actually geography and science. I enjoyed reading about those.
What specifically did you like?
The geography I liked looking at the globe, looking at an atlas, seeing the different parts of the world. Even then, countries were changing. The countries of Africa were changing. It was fun to keep up with that. And I always was a newspaper reader. I started reading newspapers in the third grade. And I would read newspapers from front to back every day. And that tied in well with the geography, because I could see what was going on in current affairs, and then tie that in with geography, with an atlas, and with a globe. We always had a globe at the house. And biology or a science really came in later. It was just always fun. We used to do the experiments in science class. Biology was always doing experiments, and so I enjoyed the learning of how things worked, how things came together.
So at school, were you popular, and what were your friends like?
Not overly popular, but I was okay. I always had a lot of friends, and usually my friends were the ones that were from my neighboring area, my neighborhood area, because in those days we walked to school. So you kind of tended to walk, or we actually, if the weather was good, we could ride or bike. But so you tend to walk and hang out and go to school with the kids in your neighborhood. And so my friends were kind of like me. We gravitated toward sports. We always were doing something with sports. In the spring and summertime, we played baseball. We'd go over to the local grade school and go on the playground and play baseball for hours. In the wintertime, we'd play basketball and touch football. We'd even take our snow shovels and go over to the basketball court and shovel off the snow and ice so we could play basketball. That's how much we liked playing it. And later on in high school, I ran track and ran cross country, played basketball and baseball. So I kept busy.
Are there any specific people that you remember that were like really good friends to you or no?
Yeah, I had some good friends that I'm still in touch with now that lived in my neighborhood, and we've kind of followed each other through our life. And I remember teachers. My favorite teacher was my sixth grade teacher named Mrs. Collins, and I don't know, she was just, I seemed to learn more from her, and distinctly remember her husband was a congressman, so that made it very interesting, the stories. But I always had a good cadre of teachers. My second grade teacher was rough, but other than that, all my other teachers, I can remember all their names, I can even remember their faces, if I saw them today, probably.
Wow.
Oh, no. I think you just should upload what you've got until that's all you could get. Can you screenshot
like
that?
It was 10 minutes. It has to be at least 10 minutes.
Okay, but tell her that's, you know.
Oh, wait, I just X out of it. I can't screenshot it.
Tell her that that's all, you know. If it,